أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا. Still in this part of the ayat, that by the example of the mosquito which Allah Ta'ala has given, and also by the Quran Sharif generally, Allah Ta'ala misguides many people, and thereby Allah Ta'ala guides also many people. Yeah, Mufassireen have brought this discussion, which the first part of it that we have discussed, that hidayat is of two types. One is hidayat bayan, to explain what hidayat is. That is associated and related to Allah Ta'ala also, that the whole Quran Sharif Allah has explained what hidayat is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also throughout his life, all the hadith have explained what hidayat is. And all the ulama, the great a'imma, imams etc., awliya, many people, even tabligh, jamaat, all explain what hidayat is and make bayan and call people towards this hidayat. That is one hidayat which is related to Allah and to the righteous people as well. Then the other is hidayat tawfiq, the tawfiq of hidayat. And that is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, whom Allah gives hidayat. Which Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. That hidayat, not even any Nabi, not even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, any farishta, any imam, any person can give. That is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, whom Allah wants to, He gives that tawfiq. And when that hidayat comes, then a person naturally turns to Allah Ta'ala, and the desire of evil goes out of him, the desire of doing good, and he feels happy and very comfortable with doing good. And that hidayat we should beg of from Allah Ta'ala. In the similar manner, misguidance, to be misguided, that also one is attributed to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah misguides people. And it is attributed to shaitan also, which we know that shaitan misguides people. And the nafs also. And with that, it has been explained that many people, ikhwanu shayateen, the brothers of shaitan, min al jinni wal ins, from jinnat also, and from insan also, there are many people who misguide people. This misguidance, which is related to shaitan, to nafs, to people, is that misguidance that they call people towards evil. There are many people who call towards evil. Going to bad places, we invite somebody, come, we're going to this bad place, you join us. And, for example, discouraging people from namaz, from keeping roza, from keeping a beard, from discouraging women from wearing burqa, encouraging them to go to wrong places, where our iman is also parted away, our sharam haya, to such places we go. So many people call towards this. Non-Muslims call towards kufr. Christians, missionaries calls towards Christianity. All batil things. And we have to be careful that as Muslims, how many times don't we call to wrong things also? And we arrange wrong things. If in our weddings we have mixed gatherings, we have music, we have videoing, photographing, etc. So we are all falling towards evil. This type of evil is from shayateen, from the creation, from shayateen, and Allah does not misguide like this. Allah does not make bayan of misguidance and calls people towards misguidance, na'uzu billah. This is the work of shaitan and the brothers of shaitan. Then the other is the misguidance that comes from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala does not misguide a person initially. It is when we commit sin, as it comes clearly in the hadith, we commit a guna, a black spot is formed on the heart. If we make tawbah, it goes away. If not, then black spot remains. And we keep on committing gunas, now the heart becomes black. Now the misguidance from Allah is, now that person does not get tawfiq of righteousness. His heart is gone black, so much so that now he sees the wrong as right and the right as wrong. Then this is a very serious condition. But Allah's mercy knows no limits. Even for such people who did so much of wrong in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Wahshi, who had made Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu shaheed, what evil things, many other, the wife of Hazrat Sufyan, Hinda, what wrong things they did, but even and right till today also, the worst wrongdoers, Allah gives that occasion, that flesh of hidayat in the heart, that make tawbah, that I'm doing wrong, this is wrong what I'm doing, I must change my life, I must come right. We find many a drug addict also finds that I'm doing very wrong. An alcoholic also, a person who is far from deen, this thought comes to him, I must correct my life. And many times they go to people for help also, that please help me. So when that comes, that is still from Allah Ta'ala. A person should appreciate that and respond and say labbaik to that. And he inclines now towards Allah, Allah will open the way for him again. Many a non-Muslim right just before mort, Allah gives the tawfiq and the understanding of accepting iman. Those who accept it, fortunate are they. And those who reject it even then unfortunate that is. So hidayat is also the tawfiq of hidayat, the bayan that what hidayat is, Allah Ta'ala makes that, and all the friends of Allah Ta'ala also. And then the tawfiq of hidayat, that is only in the hands of Allah, and that is what we must beg of from Allah Ta'ala. Then idlal, to misguide, that is from shaitan and the friends of shaitan, the brothers of shaitan, and they are from jinn also and from man also, and they call people towards evil. They show the wrong as right, they show the right as wrong. They discourage people from doing the right, encourage them to do the wrong. And to misguide, that is only shaitan cannot misguide a person, that is force him. Neither can nafs misguide us, that is make us do. They just invite us and they call towards the evil. But that misguidance comes from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the sole doer of everything. And Allah does not just misguide a person like that, it is by the sins that we commit. And in that one major thing that causes our misguidance is bi'adabi, disrespect. With disrespect for Quran Sharif, for our ustads, for the masajid, for adhan, anything of these things, when we disrespect, then that also causes that Allah blocks our hidayat now. That means now that we cannot be on righteousness. So respect is very important. Respect of parents also, very, very important, which we neglect very gratefully. Today we also an alien thought that we must just tell anyone off as it is, and no respect of anything. We must say the truth, but say it in a suitable manner, in a correct manner. Don't disrespect people, don't respect our deen in any way, to belittle, to mock. This is another serious thing, the mocking of deen and taking light matters of deen. And dunya's matters we give great importance. Like for example, schooling, a university, we give great importance. But madrasa, jamaat, go out in jamaat, go to Darul Uloom, that we take very lightly. These are serious matters. The true things that are important in our life, truly, we should give due importance to all that. And the things which are not important, we should treat them accordingly. May Allah guide us and give us tawfiq of hidayat, and let us all understand the truth, open our hearts for it, and accept it wholeheartedly. This is the only good thing for us in this dunya also, and in the akhirat as well. وآخر دعوانا